Important similarity between Dreamworld and the life of this world. A person who wakes up with the voice of the alarm clock while dreaming experiences short-time astonishment. The happiness or sadness he felt, the food he tasted, or the smells he sensed in his dream are still so real to him that he is not able to shake the dream's effect off. Many philosophers throughout history have sought the true nature of dreams and the relation between Dreamworld and the life of this world. A German philosopher said the following of this subject: "Are we now awake or dreaming? This is no doubt a meaningful question. In fact, we have experienced dream situations in which we do not ask this question, answered by the conclusion that we were awake and later discovered." Descartes made this comment about this subject: "I dream of doing this or that, going here or there, but when I awake, I realize that I have done nothing, that I have been nowhere, but have been lying quietly in bed. Who can guarantee that I am not dreaming now, or that even my entire life is not a dream? Resulting from all of these, the reality of the world that I live in is something completely debatable." As a matter of fact, Dreamworld and the life of this world have an important common point. In order to understand this common point, we can give an example. Let's assume you dreamt up of yourself, and when you're asked, "Where do you see?" you answered saying, "I see in my brain." However, it is clear that when you give this answer in your dream, there's no real brain around. The body or brain in a dream is completely consisting of an imaginary image. The consciousness, which sees the images in the dream, is most certainly a being beyond the brand. The answer you have supposedly given in your dream is the real answer given to the question of, "Where do you see in the life of this world?" As it is known, it is not the eye that sees, and all images form in the brain. The only task of the eyes and millions of nerve cells connected to the eyes is to communicate a message to the brain in order for the seeing process to be accomplished. The answer you have supposedly given in your dream is the real answer given to the question of, "Where do you see in the life of this world?" As it is known, it's not the eye that sees, and all the images form in the brain. The only task of the eyes and millions of nerve cells connected to the eyes is to communicate a message to the brain in order for the seeing process to be accomplished. If we recall the information we learned in high school, light coming from an object passes through the lenses in front of the part of the eye, and the image is reflected on the area in the back part, the images that fall onto the layer called the retina are transformed into electrical current and transformed to the visual cortex. The only task of the eyes and millions of nerve cells connected to the eyes is to communicate a message to the brain in order for the seeing process to be accomplished. If we recall the information we learned in high school, light coming from an object passes through the reflected lenses in front of part of the eye, and the image is reflected on the area in the back part. The images that fall onto the layer called the retina are transformed into an electrical current and transferred to the visual cortex in the brain, and the brain turns these signals to three-dimensional meaningful images. It is clear from this information that it is not the eyes that see, but there is also certainly no doubt that it would be very wrong to claim that it is a piece of meat composed of water, proteins, and fat molecules that see. From this, it is crystal clear that the piece of meat that we call the brain does not possess a characteristic that could form the consciousness, shortly the being called me, to watch and interpret the images around. However, there is someone who watches the lightened, colorful world, listens to the sounds of birds and symphonies, and smells the roses in his brain. So, whom does consciousness that experiences all the senses without needing eyes, ears, or nose belong to? The consciousness in question is by no doubt the soul created by Allah. The soul does not need any eyes to see images or any ears to hear sounds. Furthermore, it does not need any brain to think. Every person who understands this clear and scientific fact that he deals only with the copies of three-dimensional, colorful, shadowed, and lightened universe in the few cubic. Every person who understands this clear and scientific fact that he deals only with the copies of three-dimensional, colorful, shadowed, and lightened universe in the few cubic centimeter dark place in his brain would realize that he could only see the copies of all the things no matter what he does. And as a result, he would think about every person who understands this clear and scientific fact that he only deals with the copies of the three-dimensional, colorful, shadowed, and lightened universe in a few cubic centimeter dark place in his brain would realize that he can only see the copies of all of the things no matter what he does. And as a result, he would think about and appreciate the eternal power of our Almighty Lord, become committed to Him with a deep love and respect, turn to Him and seek refuge in Him. Consciousness gets sharp in the time of death. To get on by the information above, we can say that we can never see the real versions of the things that we claim we see. We can only see an image of the material world. The life of this world only consists of the images which are being perceived by human beings' soul, and they are created in order for human beings to be tested and to make deeds to be accounted for in the judgment. A human being will best understand this during the time of death. Thus the image of the world seen by a human being is his mind will change. Thus the image of the human world seen by a human being is his mind will change with the death and instead of the image. Thus the image of the world seen by a human being in his mind will change with death and instead the image of time of death. The judgment day and the hereafter will be observed. As revealed by Allah, with death the person will awake as he were waking up from sleep and move to his true and eternal life as moving from his dream to the real world. Allah reveals this fact in one verse. You were heedless of this, so we have stripped you of your coverings, and today your sight is sharp. In a hadith, our Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, drew attention to this great fact by saying, people are asleep and they wake up with death.